With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the Trump administration is responding to the deadly flooding in Texas.
And we're still there in presence, and FEMA's been deployed, and we're cutting through the paperwork of the old FEMA, streamlining it much like your vision of how FEMA should operate, and it's been a much better response to help these families get through this terrible situation. We still are looking for people. We're still looking for a lot of little girls and other family members that were camping along that river.
More than 100 people have died as a result of flash flooding on the Guadalupe River in the Texas Hill Country early Friday morning. First responders and volunteers are continuing to search the area. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with President Trump along with their top aides for a dinner in the White House Blue Room last night. BBC correspondent Peter Bowes has more.
President Trump said he thought things were going well in the search for an end to the war in Gaza. Despite clashes involving Israeli soldiers, he said Hamas wanted to meet and move towards a ceasefire. Apparently buoyed by the U.S.'s role in bringing a truce between Israel and Iran, Mr. Netanyahu praised the president, saying he was forging peace as we speak in one country, in one region, after the other. He presented Mr. Trump with a letter nominating him for the Nobel Peace Prize, which he said he'd sent to the Nobel Committee.
Efforts continue to forge a 60-day ceasefire proposal to pause the 21-month conflict in Gaza. President Trump says he's not happy with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. Trump says Moscow's ongoing war in Ukraine is killing a lot of people on both sides. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 165 points. This is SRN News. States are beginning to protect kids online.
New York has approved legislation requiring warning labels on social media apps, and the Parents Television and Media Council thinks it's a great idea. Spokesman Melissa Hansen says, quote, just like warning labels were added to cigarette packages, social media labels are intended to warn users against the harms. It's one common sense solution amongst many. The PTMC points out that children can be sexually trafficked online and exposed to pornography. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian relief agencies are rushing aid to Texas, where deadly floods have killed scores of people and destroyed a lot of property. Samaritan's Purse is leading the charge, and CEO Franklin Graham is urging all Americans to intervene spiritually, saying we need to continue to surround these devastated families and communities in prayer. Also pray for the hundreds involved in search and rescue. This is SRN News. The IRS says pastors endorsing political candidates during services should not risk losing their tax-exempt status.
This challenges the Johnson Amendment, a 1954 rule barring tax-exempt groups, including churches, from political endorsements. On Monday, the IRS and a Christian media group asked a Texas court to stop enforcing the rule against religious organizations. The group argues the amendment violates their First Amendment rights. In 2017, President Trump signed an order to limit its enforcement, and Republican lawmakers have since pushed to repeal it. John Scott reporting.
The State Department is warning U.S. diplomats of attempts to impersonate Secretary of State Marco Rubio and possibly other officials using AI-driven technology. That's according to a cable sent last week. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.